You finally get your team running smoothly. Projects are flowing, you're not buried in admin tasks, and then, boom, somebody quits. No drama, just a little, great working with you, but I need to step back. And suddenly, you're the bottleneck again. If that gut punch sounds familiar, you're not alone. Retention isn't just a corporate problem. It's a small business crisis hiding in plain sight. Let's talk about why people really leave and what you can do to make them want to stay. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I am sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the CEO Amplified Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I want to deal into something that I think not enough people are talking about, and that's the whole idea of retention of employees and contractors and small businesses. So let's start at the beginning. You've put a lot into building your current business. You've got systems in place. You've got offers that sell. You've got clients that love your work. But none of that matters if your best team members walk out the door. Retention is one of those sneaky issues in small business that people don't talk about enough. There's a tendency to think, oh, they're just a VA, or oh, they're just a social media manager. They're easy to replace. Or if they leave, I'll just hire someone new. But if you've ever lost a key person, even for just a few weeks, you know how fast things can unravel. Projects stall, emails pile up, mistakes happen, and worst of all, you start doing everything yourself again. And it's not just about the tasks, it's the trust, the rhythm, the little things they did that made your life easier without you even realizing. So today, we're getting into it. How do you actually keep great people in your business without promising, you know, six-figure salaries or pretending that you're Google? Let me start with a scenario that might sound somewhat familiar. So you're a service-based business owner, maybe making multi five figures or even crossing that six-figure line. You've grown yours from solo hustle to having a small team, maybe a VA, maybe a part-time OBM, social media contractor. You finally feel like things are moving. You're not drowning in admin anymore, and you're showing up where it matters. And then, one day, you open your inbox, and there it is. A resignation. I've loved working with you, but I need to step back. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. It's polite, thoughtful, respectful even. And it still stings like crazy. You pour time, trust, and energy into someone. You finally feel like your systems are humming. The work is off your plate. You're moving forward. And then they leave. And let's be honest, the worst part isn't even reposting the job description or figuring out who's going to take over. The worst part is the quiet voice in your head going, what did I miss? Did I do something wrong? And maybe, just maybe, like one of my clients, you realize you were unintentionally the bottleneck. They were waiting on you for everything. You didn't mean to micromanage, but without clear systems, they couldn't move forward, so they bounced. That's why we're talking about retention today, because keeping great people on your team takes more than hope. It takes leadership and a little intention. Most people, when they first think about retention, they think it's about the perks, right? The bonuses. Maybe giving someone their birthday off or sending them a Starbucks gift card every now and then. And while those things are nice, they're not what makes someone stay. Especially in small business, your best people aren't expecting catered lunches and 401k matching. What they do want is clarity. They want to feel like their work matters. They want to grow. And they want to work for someone who respects them, not just uses them like a task robot. You're not Google, and thank goodness, because what you offer is actually something those big companies struggle with. You offer real connection, flexibility, meaningful work, and the chance to directly impact something that matters. So if you've ever thought, they should just be grateful to have this job, it's time to shift that mindset. Because your best people, they have options. They choose to work with you. And keeping them requires more than assigning tasks and hoping for the best. So I want to break this down a little bit more. People stay when they feel seen and appreciated. They stay when they know what success looks like in their role. They stay when they can connect their day-to-day work to the bigger mission. And they stay when they're given space to grow, not thrown into chaos and expected to figure it all out on their own. On the flip side, they leave when expectations are unclear or constantly shifting. They leave when feedback is inconsistent or missing altogether. They leave when they're overworked and under-resourced. And they definitely leave when it feels like there's no path forward. So how do you create a business that people want to stay in, even when you can't offer huge salaries or fancy benefits? Here are five key strategies that will help you not only retain your best people, but build a team culture where they want to stay and grow with you. So step one is clarifying roles and expectations and keeping them updated. This one is foundational. If your team member can't answer, what am I responsible for exactly, and how will I know I'm doing it well, then you're setting them up to fail or at least feel lost. And feeling lost leads to frustration, burnout, and eventually them quitting. So role clarity isn't just a one-time checklist item. It's a living, breathing conversation. Start by writing down the key responsibilities of the role, what success looks like in concrete terms. This might mean what projects or tasks they start to own from start to finish, what deadlines or service standards they must meet, what metrics or outcomes that matter, whether that's sales target, customer satisfaction scores, turnaround times, and what boundaries and what's in and out of their scope. Once that's clear, then review it regularly, at least quarterly, because things change. Your business grows, their role grows, and keeping that clarity fresh prevents creeping confusion and hidden resentment. If you don't have a formal job description, start simple with a one-pager or even bullet points shared in writing. And then use check-ins, more on those coming in a couple minutes, to adjust and realign. This clarity not only keeps your team confident, but it frees you up from micromanaging because expectations are clear and explicit. All right, the second strategy is regular focused check-ins. We're going for quality over quantity. So I want you to forget about long dreaded weekly meetings. No, instead, prioritize focused, brief check-ins with your team. 15 minutes once a month is often enough, but it needs to be meaningful. So these check-ins are your chance. It's your chance to understand what's going well and where the friction points are. It's your chance to ask them about their workload and their energy levels. Are they overloaded? Or on the flip side, are they bored? It's your chance to clarify priorities and update on any shifting business goals. It's a chance to offer feedback that's balanced, meaning there's praise mixed with constructive suggestions. And your chance to listen deeply. This is where you find out what motivates or frustrates them. It's easy as a small business owner to get swallowed up in the to-dos and forget to really connect. These intentional conversations build trust and allow you to catch issues early before they fester into bigger problems. And here's a tip. Take notes during your check-ins. It shows that you care, and it helps you follow up next time on progress or challenges that they raised. All right, strategy 3 is growth opportunities. And no, it's not about fancy titles. Not everyone's going to want or need a fancy new job title or a raise every quarter, but almost everyone wants to learn and grow. And when people feel stuck, they start disengaging, and eventually they leave. So ask your team members, what skills or experiences do you want to develop? And help them get there. Growth doesn't mean expensive training programs, right? It could be really simple. Maybe you assign them a stretch project that pushes their skills. Maybe you bring them into some client calls or meetings and see how they operate. Maybe you encourage them to take an online course or join a professional group. Or maybe you pair them with a mentor who's either inside or outside of your business. The key here is making growth intentional and visible. When you invest time and energy into helping your people develop, they feel valued and see a future with you. And that's a powerful retention tool. Okay, strategy 4 is to recognize and celebrate progress frequently. Here's a little secret. People stay because they feel appreciated. You don't need to buy expensive gifts or throw big parties. A genuine, timely thank you can do more than any big bonus. Recognition, again, can be simple. A quick shout out during a team meeting. A personal note or message highlighting a job well done. Spotting those small wins. Maybe they solved a tricky problem or improved a process. And sometimes making that recognition public in front of your team meetings or in your communication channels, if appropriate, really goes a long way. Frequent, authentic appreciation fuels motivation, and it builds a culture where people want to stick around. When you make appreciation part of your daily or your weekly rhythm, it becomes part of your team's DNA. And the last strategy is to protect your role as a leader. So this is talking about delegate and trust. This is a big one, but retention depends on you leading well, not just managing tasks. If you're micromanaging or you're trying to do everything yourself, your team will feel stifled and you're going to burn out. So protect your time and energy to focus on the big picture and the leadership. And that means delegating fully, giving your team ownership over their work, not just assigning them tasks. Trusting them to make decisions within their scope. Setting boundaries for when and how you communicate. And investing in building systems and processes that actually empower your team to work autonomously. Because when your team feels trusted and empowered, they work with more confidence and commitment. And when you lead from a place of strategy instead of chaos, your business scales without losing your best people. Because if there's one thing I want you to walk away with today, it's this. Retention isn't about you doing more. It's about becoming a boss with 20 team building activities and staff birthday plans and Slack shoutouts every Monday. No, it's about being a more intentional leader. It's about shifting from, can you just do this one more thing, to here's what success looks like. I trust you to own it. It's about checking in, not checking up. It's about treating your team, even small but mighty, like the asset that it is, not a cost on your spreadsheet. Because when you lead well, people want to stick around. And when your team stays, you get to stay in your zone of genius. You get to grow the business, serve more people, take time off, and not constantly train new hires from scratch. Retention doesn't require big raises or complex systems. It requires intention. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be present. Check in. Be human. Lead like the kind of boss you'd want to work for. And if you're listening to all of this and you're thinking, okay, where do I start? Here's your first action step. Think of one person on your team. The person who makes your life easier. The one who you'd panic a little if they told you they were leaving. And now ask yourself, when's the last time you checked in with them? When's the last time you told them you appreciated them or asked how they were doing? Start there. And if you want more support in building the kind of business and team that actually works sustainably without the burnout and the chaos, then come join us inside the Profitable Small Business Club. It's where I help small business owners like you step into your role as CEO without needing a giant team or a 100-step SOP, just the right systems, strategy, and support to make things actually run. It's designed for small business owners like you. No bloated teams or corporate fluff. Head to ceoamplify.ca/profit to learn more, and I'd love to support you there. Thanks for listening. And more importantly, thanks for showing up as the kind of leader your business needs. Until next time, keep focusing on what matters most. You've got this. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.